Hey, this is Larry XL, and you are listening to Funny Bits with the amazing Latisse on Wildfire Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Sorry for the short or tiny delay, however you want to say it. We are here. Funny Bits Radio Show is live on wildfireradio.com right now. And thank y'all for tuning in. You know, we do this every Friday Eve, and we are super excited. Yes, we were a little delayed, but we will have the full hour show tonight. Indeed. Yay. Indeed. Super excited. We have a full studio, and I'm glad they are here. But first, we do have someone missing, the crew. Larry XL is not here tonight. Oh,
wait. Dun.
He is in
Canada.
Checking the table. I know. He is in Canada right now working. So shouts out to Larry. We miss you. But we know you're doing your thing. So, as always, the man next to me, to my left, Carl Rogers is in the building, y'all.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody, on this magnificent Friday?
Yes, and it's Halloween. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, this is our special Halloween edition. I'm super excited. I'll fill y'all in on the guests that are in the studio. But we can't forget our newest co-host. Oh, Kayla's here, y'all.
Yes, I am hither.
You are here.
Yes.
And we cannot forget the man with the plan. Taylor's in the building. What up, T?
Happy Halloween.
Ooh, hey, happy T. Halloween. Thank you. Did you get any treats?
Carl gave me some Snickers almonds.
He was passing out candy, right?
Candy, yeah.
Like the sugar daddy he is.
there's nothing weird about a friend giving another friend candy.
Hey, he gave me Reese's.
Right. So we are super excited. Yeah, he gave out some treats. That's what's up. Thank you, Carl. He came through with the candy, even though I shouldn't be eating it. But all right. Sabotaging. He's sabotaging.
Look.
So y'all know what it is. We do this every Friday Eve. Call number is 856-457-8660. Phone lines are open, right, T? We running. We live. I hope so. Thank y'all for tuning in. Yeah, I'm super excited because, hold on, I'm trying to do this Facebook post, and please join us. Trying to do this Facebook post to let y'all know, people who aren't listening, to go now. We are live. Yeah, so anywho, yeah, you have us for a full hour. I know we started off a little late, but we will do our full hour today. So we are super excited. But you know, we like to kick this off. I want to bring in the special guest because with our normal like national calendar days and celebrity birthdays, it's still like our special Halloween edition, which I'm super excited because honestly, this guy, first of all, he's a real good friend of mine. He's a colleague, and he is like the horror guru. I've named you that on the internet, so it is official.
Yeah, it's done, son.
Yeah. So I mean, alongside of his producing comedy shows, his work in horror films. You know, he's also a husband extraordinaire.
You make it sound like I've played Jason in Chucky.
You should have. Yeah. That's your name. So Jason Pollock is in the studio. What's up,
Thank
Jay?
You for having me, Latisse.
You're so welcome.
I brought a special guest today.
No. You're no stranger to Funny Bits Radio Show, so thank you. And like, I'm super excited to have this lovely lady here. Like, she's hanging out in the cut. But I'm going to let Jason intro because she is your special guest. She's your plus one.
Actually have a plus two.
I stalked. We do, which we'll bring that up shortly. But I kind of stalked you online and I like read up about you. So I was super excited to have you here. But Jason, please go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Well, I just got to kill this woman twice. We're playing a couple of twin sisters when I was a killer Santa Claus. In Gift Wrapped and Gutted, which will be coming to a VHS near you.
I think I still have my VHS.
Yeah, somewhere.
And I looked at your IMDb. She's got 72 credits to her name.
Yes.
And is Gift Wrapped and Gutted one of them?
Not yet.
So it's going to be 73. And ladies and gentlemen, give a nice welcome to Debbie D.
Hey!
Hi, Debbie.
Scream Queen extraordinaire.
Debbie D, that is.
That's what I said, Scream. Scream Queen.
Debbie D, right?
Debbie D.
I'm going to just leave that alone.
She's the double D.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Now a lot of people know me from the music biz, and I circulate myself.
Oh, you can sing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I love people with hidden talent.
Yes.
Well, you were actually on stage opening for Milo for one time.
In the band before I went solo.
Nice.
And got my record contract.
Okay.
And the acting career bit me, as they say.
Right.
And then so my fans have followed me over to this side, and I hope to get back to music, which it looks like I will.
You will.
Going to be writing with the third guest that we have tonight. Our surprise, another surprise.
We're just going to keep introducing guests.
I know. Well, it's like
and he's going to come out and say it.
Our Halloween guests. But let's get into what we normally do, and then we're definitely going to get back to some of the films and the crazy stuff that you've done over the years, because I cannot wait for our special Halloween edition. But
don't do that laugh.
I know. Well, I already did it. So so y'all know phone lines are open, 856-457-8660, and you know Funny Bits is where
laughter lives.
Uh-huh. Isn't that so cute? That is so cute. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's weird. I'm sorry. I'm like doing a couple things at the same time. But can you...
What's up? Cobain. Yeah. Cobain.
So let's start National Calendar Day. Now, for our special guest, y'all might not know, this started out as a pet peeve of mine, National Calendar Days. You know, every day there's a national like holiday. Of some sort every day,
like Halloween.
You know, were you aware of besides Halloween?
It's
like
not
smaller stuff. So it's like National Calendar Days, right? So it started out as a pet peeve of mine, but now I'm obsessed with it. So some of it goes along with what's happening, like today. You know, of course, it was Halloween, blah blah blah. But it's also National Doorbell Day, which kind of reminded me of like that game. Remember when you were a kid and you did Ding Dong Ditch? And
yeah.
You, like, ring a doorbell and then run.
Last night was
kinda
a perfect
like
night to do
night,
that.
Right? Right. So, and to parlay with that is also National Knock Knock Joke Day, which I thought was cute.
Knock Knock. So,
who's there?
D's.
I'm not falling for that one. I'm not falling for that one.
Look, let's
fell for it too many times before.
Okay, Debbie, I'm going to do one knock knock joke. All right, Debbie, say knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
I don't know. Who?
All right, thank you.
that was perfect.
Failed miserably.
But that was the sexiest like knock knock joke I've ever heard, though, the way you answered. Who's there? You maybe want to say the cable guy or the pizza guy or something. That was perfect.
Turns right into bow chicken wow wow.
Chicken wow, and there go the strobe light.
Who is it? I just think it's really cool. I don't know what's happening. And
but on
see.
A serious note, right? It's breast cancer awareness as well the whole month.
Yeah, it was.
So that takes precedence, I guess.
Over doorbells and knock knock jokes.
Right.
So how do we find out about, you know, what each day is?
You literally just Google. You can Google. It's
Google
a national calendar
day. Who decides
day.
That stuff?
So
the president.
No, there's a whole process. That's all he does is just, what's the day? There's actually a whole process, and you can actually submit to have a day made National Calendar Day. Yeah, you have to like you have to submit it.
But who's
like,
accepting the submit?
Yeah,
submitted submit request.
I thought it was crazy because I read about it because I was like, well, because we kept trying to do what were we trying? What was the day?
National Panzerotti Day.
That's right. We were trying to get National Panzerotti.
They got National Hose Day, but they don't have National Panzerotti.
And they had National Pizza Day.
We're gonna get to that too, because now, along with giving today's National Calendar Days, I always like to give everybody a jump start for tomorrow. So Friday's National Calendar Days are, and this wasn't actually the whole list either, it's National Jersey Day, but it's not for the state. It's for an actual sports jersey.
Oh, boo. Oh.
Right. So you wear whatever favorite team, you know. She said, oh, boo.
She said, boo.
But some of them are really funny because it's National... Tomorrow is National Cook for Your Pets Day. Mm. Now, you know, my stepmama.
Yes. My grandma.
Debbie. Yeah. She she would prepare
not
meals
this
for
Debbie,
the dogs.
Different Debbie.
Right. Totally different Debbie. They're out in Arizona. But she used to, like, that was the thing. Like, she'd cook up a big, so it would be ground beef. She'd do carrots and rice. And the dogs.
Just for her dogs.
That was there, just for the dogs.
Yeah, I love my cats. I don't cook for me.
In a big bowl. Put it in the refrigerator, and then as they, you know, had their meals, she'd microwave it for about 10 seconds.
I miss her.
The dogs were so spoiled. They were so spoiled.
I was spoiled, too.
All three of them were so spoiled. Yes, we were all spoiled.
Yeah, I was just going to say we were all spoiled.
Yeah.
That's
definitely
how pets eat in the hood anyway.
Right.
They don't buy no dog food. It's like, hey, whatever we eat, the dog eats.
No, but we were eating the ground beef.
Yeah, we were eating that.
She would make hummus from scratch.
I would eat that.
Peel the chickpeas and then
she made her own General Tso's chicken.
Yes.
Which was banging.
Better than the Chinese store.
So we gonna do a show out there.
I mean, we could fly out.
Right.
I will fly for food. I will fly for family. Right. But I will fly for food.
That's bad.
We'll fly for food. I know that's right. Because, you know, we've subnamed our show. It's not Funny Bits all the time, it's Fatty Bits. Yeah. Because all we do is talk about food half the time.
I mean, we could talk about some serious issues, but, like, you know, politics and, you know, the price of gas is going up. And it's like, yeah, but food.
Right. Which leads me into the rest of the tomorrow's National Calendar Days. It's also Cinnamon Day. Y'all remember when everybody was doing that cinnamon challenge? Did you do that, Jason? Did you do the cinnamon challenge?
I'm not going to say yes.
As cinnamon still coming from his nose.
Debbie, do you remember?
Wait, refresh
me. There was a whole cinnamon challenge. So you have to take a spoonful of cinnamon on camera. Like, they would record you, and you would have to try to swallow it. Apparently, this is the worst thing you could do. For your whole life,
you would basically end up like choking from putting.
Yeah, you could,
in your
you
mouth.
Will. I was like, how could this be a bad thing? So I did it.
Yeah, it's good for your bloodstream.
It was awful. It was awful.
If you can,
I coughed out a powder of cinnamon. It was just
terrible.
Yeah.
Were your eyes watering?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No.
I refuse. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's also National Vinegar Day tomorrow.
Not
is that all vinegars?
Yay, vinegar.
It's white vinegar. White vinegar.
Why?
Vinegar. Yay, vinegar.
Well, the most important holiday. Vinegar, yeah. The most important holiday is today. Let us not forget that.
Which one besides Halloween?
Halloween.
Yeah.
It's my favorite holiday.
Yes, we know.
It is.
Captain Kirk, we know. y'all can't see him right now, but the pictures will be up on our Facebook page and Twitter. Jason came as Captain Kirk, and I love
it. If you really look at me, it's William Shatner today.
Right, right. For real.
I look like I went to different planets and ate there.
Right, right. Tomorrow it's also National Calzone Day. See, that's why I said I was going to get to it. Because really, a calzone is so close to a Panzerotti.
And Debbie's dressed as a sexy witch.
I know. I love it. She got the whole orange. We're going to take pictures, and we're going to take a lot of pictures. Hat and the cape. We got to get everything.
Of Debbie D.
So cute. Yeah. You see how he sounded like Billy Dee Williams when he said
you
that.
You gonna let my hand fall off?
He went real low with it.
This one, the next one, you don't even like, Mom.
I wish
Larry was here. This would be perfect because
he likes fried oysters.
Oh, the oysters!
I love fried.
Larry would have been off right there. He'd be like, "Nah, girl, see, just like this."
The next, and then you got to drink it with this.
Deep fried clams day. I love good fried clam baskets. Yes. Clam boat.
Mm-hmm.
Clam boat from Friendly's is still popping.
Yeah, but don't get the cheap clams. Don't get the cheap clams. Like, you got that little piece of clam
that's true
wrapped in a bunch of batter. Oh, God.
And it's mad chewy.
Mad chewy.
Yes, chewy. Clams aren't supposed to be that chewy. They're actually supposed to melt in your mouth.
There's always a cheaper version, right?
Speaking of melt in your mouth, Debbie D, how you doing?
I'm good.
Cool.
Have you got talking about food? I'm thinking about fish.
Right.
I can cook some good fish.
Really? What kind? Yeah. What kind do you like?
My specialty is catfish.
Okay, look at you.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
With some collard greens on the side?
With a goddamn minute. Fried catfish?
Saute.
Okay. See, that's how you know she white, though.
Yeah.
She added the saute on it, which I like.
You're never going to hear a black woman say, y'all want some sauteed catfish with these collard greens?
But you wouldn't know.
I'm pretty sure it's still good, though. I try it.
What do you mean still good, though?
I'm still good, though.
That's a consolation prize.
I like deep fried fish.
But you guys see the way Kayla, she just be like, I bet it's still good.
I'm just not too sure.
I just had to let her know. Okay.
Knock it until you try it.
I just brought you some catfish last year.
There
no joke.
Go. Look, there you go.
Okay.
Don't knock it.
Let us know when the catfish party is at. We will travel for food.
Yes, we will.
We will knock on your door. Knock. Catfish.
Right. Hold on. We have a thing for that. Hello, who is it? So let's get to these celebrity birthdays because, Halloween is a dope day to have your birthday on, I think.
I didn't even know.
It's not my birthday.
Oh, okay. No. What's up?
He's December 6th. We're Sages. Hey, Team Sag. Sag swag.
What's yours, Dev?
April 30th.
What? I looked that up. So we're the same year. I actually saw that. But that was my brother's birthday.
It was it?
Yes, April 30th.
See, I don't meet too many people.
77. Yeah. Wow. Yep. I did. I told you I was stalking you. And when I saw that was your birthday, she has the same birthday as Todd. I was like, oh.
Before you do celebrity birthdays, can I give the people listening an assignment?
Yes, please do.
For when you're done. I want you to look at Debbie D's IMDb page and pick your favorite. Because if you look at that page, it's some of the best movie titles I've ever seen.
I know.
I need you to pick your favorite and call in right now at
856-457-8660.
Right.
That's 856-457-8660.
Actually, they'll probably have to, they can post it on our page because unfortunately we're not live right now. There's a thing going on.
Oh,
so.
No. T said we're good.
Are we, T? Are we good? All right. Yeah. I don't know if we came back in or not.
My man T on the ones and twos.
Right.
Took the wire.
Say that one more time, Jay.
I don't know the number.
The number. Say what you want them to do.
Look at Debbie's IMDb page. 72 films to choose from. Pick your favorite title. Call in and let us know what it is.
That's fantastic. 856-457-8660. I can't. 72 films? It's fantastic.
Keeps me busy.
Yeah. So wait, when did... Okay, I should know this, but when was your first film? What year did you start acting?
Okay, singing took my life for a long time, and then I went in, I guess it was, I'm trying to remember my, 94?
Okay.
Maybe it was 94.
All right.
Maybe we looked that up, correct?
Right.
Cool.
You were born then?
I was only like 3. Oh. I didn't want to say it out loud.
You were a little too young to even watch your movies.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
So your acting career spans her life.
Isn't that something else?
That's marvelous.
Crazy.
And then when I'm dead and gone, you can...
You ain't going nowhere, woman.
I'm about to say, you are.
I'm going to be here.
We're the same age, so you ain't going nowhere. You're not going nowhere.
No, we take care of ourselves, right?
That's right.
Just so, start bringing that catfish around.
So, happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday on this October 31st, Halloween. But also, Rob Schneider has a birthday today. Yay!
Rob, if you're listening,
Right. He's 56 today. That's dope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't. It's just so weird when you look at people and you're just like, oh, my God. Vanilla Ice also has a birthday today. Ice, baby.
He's
52.
That's it?
Yeah, he's 52. Shit, that's it. He's doing construction now. He does houses.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he's down in Florida doing this. This one surprised me. Willow Smith. How old do y'all think she is? Without looking. Did you look already?
I already looked.
Debbie, how old do you think Willow Smith is?
I thought she was like 15.
I don't know Willow Smith.
Yes, you do. That's
Will Smith's daughter.
Oh, Will Smith's daughter. Okay.
Jada Pinkett's daughter.
Let me say
I was thinking Willow,
17.
George Lucas.
She's close.
She's close. You're mm-hmm. close. Yeah. What do you think?
16.
T, how old do you think Willow is? Throw your guess in there.
I got no idea.
No, mm-hmm. just throw a guess.
15.
All right. I mean, well, y'all close. She's 19, but for some reason, I thought she was a little older than that. I don't know why.
Really?
Because she looks older. Have y'all ever, y'all been watching the series they have online called Red Table Talk?
Mm-hmm.
She looks so mature. Like, and I mean, 19, you are maturing.
I mean, with the parents that she has, I would hope she would be mature.
They might start doing what the grandmama doing, because the grandmama's looking nice.
She looks amazing.
I remember 19, though. 19, yeah. you're going through the change right then, so you do look older.
Really?
Then when she slips down to 23, she's going to look younger than she was.
I think that's she's going to look...
Oh, my God, I have the same problem. Everybody still mistakes me for, like, 16 sometimes.
Yeah, because, like, last year when I was 49, I looked 49. But when I turned 50, I actually looked 60. Yeah, that's a weird math right there. That's so how I pay my lotteries. I was like, listen, I really want 417, but give me 812.
Now, I was disappointed because this man was actually off the list, and I'm mad at somebody for not having him on the celebrity birthdays because this was the man I was supposed to marry. I was. Adam Horowitz, a.k.a. Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys, y'all. Mm. Yeah. Brad Monkey.
That
Monkey
in.
Monkey. I don't know and I don't care.
No sleep till. Now ask me how I know that.
Why? Because she stuck it to you as a child?
That's right.
Brooklyn.
It's just gone.
Okay. Let me ask W a question. I've been looking at your list right here.
Oh, gosh.
And they're great titles, but one is something I can really relate with. Doesn't sound like a scary movie, though.
What is it?
That Gosh Darn Mortgage. You play
a
bellhop.
That's a hard story right there. That's a hard story.
That is a hard film.
A hard story.
Gosh that is a hard film.
All adults are like,
you were a bellhop. Do you remember this at all?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Right.
So before the show is over, you're gonna have to scream for us. You know that, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been asked.
You gonna
before.
Be ready? Good. Do you usually charge for it, or you?
No.
Okay.
Because
we don't have no money here. Just so you know.
Yeah, but I want to get that on video. I may need that footage.
Don't let him record you, Dave.
Never know what he's going to do with that later.
Taylor,
don't let him.
Taylor, Carl in here trying to get video on his phone of her for later.
No. So Larry's not here. You know.
Oh, word.
It's for Larry.
It's for Larry.
It's for Larry.
Yeah, for Larry.
The lies.
Right. And deceit.
And deceit.
No, Larry could put it in that box thing.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to turn it into Halloween. A soundbite. It's definitely going to be a soundbite, too. Make sure we only take it as a soundbite for sure.
Uh huh.
And then maybe we'll pay you something.
We'll have to
but
give
like
you some residuals.
Nah,
that.
Nah, we already paid it. Did you get your Snickers?
You got your Snickers, right? It's the almond one, too. That's special.
You know, when you get an almond one, that's like, ooh, there's some bougie black people.
Right, that's right.
They got the almond.
They got the almond.
Well, don't feel bad, because Howard Stern didn't pay me either.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Let's call him up right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
You need to sue him.
Because Howard Stern would get y'all these out there. Was like, well, you know what? Just go ahead and take off your shirt.
You need to sue him. And speaking of lawsuits, Katy Perry actually is being sued for $150,000 over an old Halloween pic from 2016, her as Hillary Clinton, right? So apparently apparently Backgrid, this photo agency that owns the rights, they've been contacting her since 2017, right, about the use of this photo up until today, and she still hasn't taken it down.
What a low life do you have to be to sue somebody over a picture of themselves?
Right, right. It's a cool picture, too. I mean, she really does look like Hillary. It's so dope. Yeah, so she's going through this, and I just thought it was funny. I'm like, they're not going to get their money. I mean, what do y'all think?
No.
No.
No, hell no.
Leave it up. Leave it for the publicity. You know, that's what it's all about.
Right. But I'm like, listen, they took the picture of her, and it's of her. Why can't she still use it as a Halloween pic?
What kind of, I just feel like that's the scum of the earth right there.
Yep, it is. Well, you know this society is so litigious, so everything
good
is...
Good word, lost vocabulary. Yeah.
Say that word in a day calendar. Say that word slowly so I can use it tomorrow.
Litigious.
Litigious.
It's Letizia's sister.
Exactly. Yeah, like that. Good one, Jay.
They twins.
Oh, word.
They twins.
Letizia and Letizia. Yeah.
That's dope.
They're 11 months apart.
So oh my God, 11 months apart. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's crazy, but you know, yeah, whatever. I hope they settle it. I hope she doesn't pay them though, because really, it's her, you know, in a costume. It's really dope. So if y'all want to take a look at it, I'll post that later on our Instagram page too, because yeah, she has it up. Katy Perry has it on her Instagram. You should just go to her Insta and then check it out. Keeping in line with the courts, R. Kelly apparently missed another court date yesterday due to This one right here, y'all not gonna believe this one. Due to a toe infection.
Hold up.
Stop.
I'm dead serious.
Wait a minute.
Yes. And go ahead.
Because he could pee on everything else, right? But he couldn't pee on his own toe to get the infection down.
Listen, so his own lawyer doesn't know which toe. They were like, we don't know which digit or even which foot it's on. Like, that matters. I'm just like, this whole thing is dumb. So here's why he didn't show up, though. R. Kelly claims that he was worried someone would step on his little toe and it would damage it even more.
So this little piggy went to the market.
Right, right.
This little piggy had a court date.
And this little piggy stayed home.
Exactly. He stayed in his jail cell because he ain't getting out for a while, y'all.
Let's just be real. He was getting his hair braided.
Probably. He's not getting out. Plus, he has stuff in, so this is in Chicago right now, but he has stuff that he still has to talk about in New York and somewhere else. There's
Georgia,
another,
I think,
somewhere.
Because he was in Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he has issues all over the country.
Man, if they don't just put this man under the jail, they're just...
Under the jail?
Yeah. Yes, under.
Under the jail.
Under. Absolutely under.
Yeah.
Like no breathing room.
Right, right.
He needs to go.
He's a mess. So I also saw that apparently there's this place in Philly called Cave of Kelpius. So this man made a doomsday cult. He didn't make it. There's a doomsday cult that actually built a cave in Wissahickon Park in Philadelphia. Mm. Y'all ready to join the cult? Live in a cave?
No.
Heck no.
Jason is like, no, I'm unimpressed.
All right, y'all.
This is...
What is the demographics?
I know where you're going with
that. I'm just saying, I love you guys, but I'm just saying, what's the demographics? Because we don't do caves.
Right, right. They definitely white people.
We don't do caves. And we don't do shorts. And
or dirt.
And certain times. Again.
They just, I mean, it's good to be one with the earth sometimes.
No, you only go in a cave when you have to go in a cave. Well, you got like,
wait,
it's like jumping out of
Didn't Bin Laden hide in a cave?
It's like jumping out of an airplane.
He did.
Right?
Why are you jumping out of an airplane if the airplane is a perfectly good running airplane? Why are you going in a cave when there's nice weather outside?
You never want to go skydiving?
No.
Oh, what? That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, me too.
Well, enjoy your bucket.
Because that's what you're going to be in.
You got a bucket list?
Anything? She's like, I've done so much.
She's like, what can I say?
True.
Done
I've
a
been,
lot.
Been really lucky, but I guess I seem to keep staying in Philadelphia, so maybe like moving out.
Oh, wow.
Where, you gonna, where would you move to?
I love Florida.
Well, okay. She has a plane that she's going to jump
on. Debbie gets cold real easily.
See, okay. I've always wanted to move to Florida, but for some reason, my mom wants to move to Arizona. And I'm just like, but for what?
I spent some time out in Arizona. It's nice, hotter and drier.
Yeah, it's drier.
But
it's very
believe
hot.
Me, it's hot for a long time. So you're inside a long time.
Yep. Yeah, and everything has tinted windows, and you only come out after the sun goes down. That's my lifestyle.
And early
anyway.
Morning. Early morning's good,
right.
too.
Well, all right. Still,
that's my lifestyle. Don't think about it. As comedians, like, we're like vampires.
My my bucket list is to be financially stable. That's as long as...
Oh, amen.
Yes.
I'm still a struggling college student, technically.
Right. You college students got it easy these days.
Really?
Do we?
I wish I could play an instrument, but that's too much pressure.
I was playing piano, but...
After college,
who can afford that? Who's got time for that when you're
I play an instrument.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that.
Jason. Yeah, that's hilarious. So, Debbie, you said music is taking you back, right? But do you have any plans on doing any more films?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as I get the call, I go. So
she's going to Tennessee in 2.5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Where? I was just there. I was down in Memphis, for the Memphis Urban Laughs Comedy Festival. It was amazing.
I just got back from Key West.
What? See, now you're just showing off.
I am. But this was all for vacay.
Nice.
And Fantasy Fest, you know, that is
hell
the time.
Hell yeah.
Time
That's
to
what I
go.
Need. Listen, we need to exchange information.
Wait, what is
next
Key
year, I'm going to Fantasy
what
Fest.
What is Fantasy Fest? I'm going to Fantasy
It's very adult these days.
That's what
it's
what I'm talking about.
Key West is like Mardi Gras and Carnival
2.0
at the same time,
right.
With a very nice key lime pie factory.
For that one week, they allow it. That
I
one
need
week.
All
then
that.
After that, you got to be good again. But Jay, Key West is good all year.
Let's bring your other special guest in.
Let's go
and get do the intro for me. Debbie, you tell us about this amazing man as he's coming in the setup so we can hear his amazing music.
This is Norman Taylor. I was he was a fan of mine, believe it or not, before we met.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling him now, huh?
Yes. He said I always stalk the best. Uh-oh. I'm hiding. Close that door.
When we met, it was like we've known each other for years and years and years and years, and we haven't left each other yet.
See? That's so what's up.
We're close.
Yeah, see, there's people you meet like that, and it feels like you've known them forever, and then it's like we just met, but you connect on such a good, you know, level. I think, Jason, that's what happens. Like, it felt like, well, we had mutual friends, too, but when we first met in comedy, I was like, yeah, but then again, then we realized we're the same sign, and we're only 4 days apart from each other.
Yeah, but normally when I stalk, I get warrants. Not friendship.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I feel like I don't remember when I first met you because I feel like I've always known you.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
There's only
I remember when I first met Carl.
But I don't know how to take that, man. Matt, back. Give me my Snickers back.
Hey, you got to go in our stomachs for that one.
That time has passed, bro.
But if you wait another hour or so, it'll be coming out.
I think that's more like 12 hours.
Never mind. Enjoy.
But Carl, meeting you today, I met you before.
Yeah,
we've met.
I believe so.
Yeah.
All right, so Norm, introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, so I'm Norman Taylor. I play and write music, mostly kind of in the blues and soul tradition, but mostly on acoustic guitar. So that's a little different. So
think of people like
Keb Moe, or I guess on the acoustic soul side would be maybe like a Bill Withers kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I don't sound like either one of them cats. In fact, I'm going to play an R. Kelly song for y'all.
No.
Get him out.
My telling me no.
Ew, that's dirty.
But my big toe. Big toe won't go.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of my songs. It's called Grown Folks.
All right.
I hear the front door open, middle of the night. Why are you leaving with your coat and bag? Is it 'cause we didn't get things right? If you walk out that door, it might be the end. If you stay right here, right now, we don't need to start over again. Because sometimes things fall apart. When they're held together by two beat up broken hearts. Seems bad, but we ain't through. Put down your things, let's talk this out like grown folks do. Did I mess up? I miss a clue. Did I say something to turn you off, piss you off, or mess with you? Let's turn on the lights and let's talk this out. Cause we can do it like lovers do. We don't have to scream or shout. Because sometimes things fall apart. They're held together by two beat up broken hearts. Beat up broken hearts. You know it seems bad, but we ain't through. Put down your things, can talk it out like grown folks. Grown folks do.
Before you go, just
I'm not leaving. I'm just
tell the audience again your name.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Norman Taylor. You can find me on Spotify. A couple of my albums are on Spotify. They're on iTunes, Amazon Music. You can get it. I sell CDs when I play shows. I play all around Pennsylvania, a little bit in New Jersey, not as much as I used to play over here.
Nice.
Philly, play a lot at a place called the Twisted Tail, a lot of blues festivals in the summer, things like that, travel down south.
Where are you going to be next in the
summer? I'm going to be at the Twisted Tail, I believe it is it's the second Friday of November, whatever that date is, yeah.
That's
I'm going to be there. I'm going to do a solo thing, and then I'm going to do a thing upstairs.
The 9th. November 9th. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, something like that. So.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was great.
Nice to meet you. Yes. Norm Taylor, y'all.
I got to tell you, that was awesome. And I thought it was better than Dave Matthews personally. I'm not a fan.
You about to get cut, man.
That's my crew. Why you calling me? Oh, why you calling out DMB? Because he knows.
We love Dave over here.
Yes, we do.
I'm outnumbered.
Yes, you are. You're very outnumbered.
Dave is a man.
Yes. All right.
Norm's an actor, too. He's done some horror films.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and I just did a film real quick, is based on, you know, many people, this happened to many people down south in Jim Crow, but one particular man was with a white woman during Jim Crow era. And they had a love relationship, but when they got caught, she said that he raped him and he got executed. Mm-hmm. So a friend of ours, we have a mutual friend who's a filmmaker and an actress as well. She wrote and directed and produced this little short 1 minute horror film. There's like a horror film festival for Rain Dance Festival. Mm-hmm. So she wrote that. We just filmed it the other day. It's up already. So it's kind of interesting, kind of
nice.
Not a thing like that. So I do some film work as well when I get the chance.
That's
so
dope.
Awesome.
But let me get out here. Yeah. Let y'all have
thank you
chair.
So much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Norm Taylor, y'all. Catch him at the Twisted Tale November 9th.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, we'll do that.
So let's jump right back because I know we have about another 20 minutes left of the show. So so y'all remember back in April of 2018 when the whole Starbucks thing in Philadelphia hit and the two black gentlemen that were apparently waiting for someone and they hadn't ordered anything yet. And then they asked to use the restroom and then the cops were called, blah, blah, blah. And it was a whole big thing. So I just saw today that the regional manager of one, like she oversees that location and probably about 10 other locations throughout the Delaware Valley. She is actually suing the company for discrimination against white people, y'all.
Is that a thing?
Huh? Ooh, right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. But the claim, look, the suit has been filed. She's claiming that after the April 2018 incident with the two black customers, Starbucks started firing white employees to make it seem as if they were for the community, like trying to make it up to the black community. I'm like, really?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So go ahead, Carl. No, this cracked me up.
It's like you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. Reparations. Let's, come on. Get them out of here. Nah, I mean.
That's crazy.
I mean, because, oh, gosh.
Speak on it.
Because, I mean, I've been fired before, but the lawsuit never went through because it was like, man, we could fire you if we want to. You know, they had to have grounds in order to fire because in PA, you're not an at-will state.
Right.
So if they got fired, they got fired for a reason.
Well, she's one of the big wigs, and she doesn't like it.
Well, guess what? She's going to be working at Dunkin' Donuts.
Not a Starbucks.
I don't know what
y'all think. Bread.
That's what I thought. So, Jason, like you said, like your first question, is that really a thing? Can white people sue for discrimination? That's
a plea for attention right there.
Exactly.
There you go.
I know.
What do you think, Debbie?
Well, what do I think? I just wish we could all just get over this. I mean, we're all people and we're here trying to have a good time. And right. I it jokes me up since I've been a little girl. So
yeah,
I don't understand it.
Yeah. It's amazing to me. But I'm going to keep following this story. So we'll definitely bring that back. But this is just like this is happening now. So I find it very interesting. And I mean, that's not the first time that I've heard that. And it's funny because I read the whole article and I read the story. But it seems like she's not the only one that feels like they're being discriminated against now. Within that company.
Because people get on this tirade. Mm-hmm. Well, if black people can do it, why can't white people? Why can't white people do it?
Right. And the fact that they even think like that is just sickening. Because when I was in Memphis, I got a chance to go to the Lorraine Hotel Museum now that they have, you know, because that was where Martin Luther King was shot. So they have this entire museum filled with facts from dating all the way back to when the slaves were brought over. And I mean, the presentation is amazing. The exhibits were amazing. And you see all these stories and every nook and cranny of that museum is the American history behind slavery and just then getting the rights to vote, fighting for that. The sit-ins, they had an actual counter set up. They showed actual live video of the sit-ins, the training that they used to do because people would volunteer to do this. Okay, so you have black people volunteering and knowing what they're going to walk into. And they would pick locations to do these sit-ins. And they knew they were going to get berated. Mm-hmm. They were going to get food thrown on them, punched, kicked, whatever. And they signed up for this. This is like, we should have a right to sit anywhere we want. And it's just crazy the things that...
boggles the mind that this even occurred.
Right. But it did. And we're talking in the 60s. This is happening. And you see this footage and you're like, wow. I mean, like, these people were courageous, for one, besides the protests and the marches and all that. And then, of course, and then the assassination of Dr. King was just, I mean, it hurt people all across the country. And white people were crying. Black people were crying. There were people who were for what he was fighting for as far as civil rights. So, but it was just amazing. And they had a whole bus set up, the whole Rosa Parks, like an entire bus.
You know the story about when I went to sit on the bus, the Rosa Parks seat?
What happened?
I was sitting in the seat and the black gentleman actually came up to me. First of all, I'm sitting there and I'm absorbing this amazing moment in history. Like, Rosa Parks sat here. This is where it all happened. Mm-hmm. And a black gentleman came up to me and he said, "You've been there a while, can you get up?" And I looked at him, I said, "No, how's it feel?"
He's so stupid.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I was going to say,
so as I'm reaching for my switchblade now.
You know, Jason will do. Wait, so that's like your Harriet Tubman joke that you do. And he will always do this shit right before he would bring me up. Like, if we were on a show, he would literally wait until I was coming up. He would host this show.
Well, my wife was a history nut.
Right.
So she wanted to name my big fella there.
His big fella.
She called it Harriet Tubman. You know, I think it's an Underground Railroad reference. Not that she wants me to lead a bunch of black men up there.
I can't. So he would do this before he would bring me up. Like, the audience would be all white, and then I'm like the only black person.
Have you been tested, Jackman, psychologically?
So he would do this shit before I'd be like, just in the back, like, really, Jay, you gonna set me up?
Remember, we used to be my source. If I had a question,
I would get the most random text from Jason.
Like, why are all murals? Never mind.
Right. You did say that he was like, why? Wait, how did you ask me something about the inner city?
Why aren't there any white people on murals?
Right.
She
said, you want to be the one who does it?
I can answer that for you. Because they're on mountains.
Oh wow. Good answer.
Yeah. Good answer. But we're fixing that.
Yes, we are. We're fixing that one, too.
We're taking over.
You know, I'm just kidding, right?
I know. No, but messing. No, that's the funny stuff, because he would set me up so bad, and I'd be like, hi. I'd go up like, hey.
Like, I have to make you laugh now.
Yeah, I know who Harriet Tubman is too. Like, oh my god, it would be the funniest shit.
That movie's coming out this weekend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I want to check that out. But Tubbs. I'm telling you, man, Jason is hilarious. So
hilarious.
So let's get in real quick. Let's talk about this cancel culture. Because, you know, that's a big thing for comedians nowadays, right? So right now, there's a whole lot of cancel culture. And if you're not sure what that is, it's a term used to describe holding public figures responsible for problematic comments and behaviors. People threaten to cancel or boycott people or companies in light of behaviors deemed objectionable, right? Mm. So congratulations to Dave Chappelle, who just accepted the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on Sunday, this past Sunday. So in his speech, though, he said a couple things about this whole thing, and I thought it was really pretty good. So he was quoted as saying, "Political correctness has its place. We all want to live in a polite society. We just kind of have to work on the levels of coming to an agreement of what that actually looks like." Right? So during his actual speech, he spoke about comedians who he knows are racist, which I think is very interesting. And then he says, don't get mad at them. Don't hate on them. He said, man, it's not that serious. He said, the First Amendment is first for a reason. The Second Amendment is just in case the first one doesn't work out. I love Dave Chappelle. I really do. So brilliant, actually. I mean, he's so brilliant. And And he's made his mark. You know, he has a good legacy right now in comedy. And yeah. we have other people who are making their mark. But I think this cancel culture, like, there's a definite problem. Jason, what do you think about the whole, you know, now we have to watch what we're saying?
Oh, I hate it. I mean, like anybody in the comedy world or anywhere, I hate it. But I feel like the people who hate it are the majority. But the ones who are in the minority, the ones who are getting offended, are the ones that everybody's bowing down to because they're afraid of how many people might come out.
Yeah, that's true, too. And it's such a... But, you know, people started doing stand-up to actually speak on whatever was going on.
What happened to coping with... What happened to, like, humor being a healing power?
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
I mean, I've made jokes about... Not jokes like making fun of the Holocaust, but I've made jokes about it. It's a coping mechanism. We have to laugh at things to get through it.
Right. And Carol Burnett, we all know her very well. Her formula is comedy equals pain plus time. That makes sense. Well, something painful happens to you. If you can't get past it, you have to find the humor in it so you can heal.
Somebody said the other day, I've got an eyelash in my eye. And her friend said, oh, that's the worst. They said, not as bad as 9/11.
Oh, wow. So extreme.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And but we go to a commercial break.
That's why it's funny, because it's like people say that, you know how we exaggerate shit. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I got a paper cut. It's the worst. No, you could actually be dying. Like you could actually have a gash in your chest. You could be blown to bits. What's it's
that,
not.
That movie on Mall Cop when Kevin James, he ran across the mall and he dove and he tried to. He slid on the floor and he was like, ah! And he's like, he pulled out a Band-Aid. Like, you thought he was like really hurt, but he was like, ah! And it was like this little itty bitty cut. He was like,
right. Because it's so ridiculous. But I mean, you have to it's like slapping somebody in the face when you said not as bad as 9/11. That's like the slap. Because, hello, wake up. Like, you literally, it's an eyelash. You can stick your finger in there and get it out.
When I was young, good. I was like, I used to get bullied in school, and
no,
believe it or not, I'm wearing a Captain Kirk shirt and glasses right now. Yeah,
I can't with Carl.
No,
pistol protector and everything.
I got bullied, but once I stopped caring, once I started making fun of myself before they could do it, I grew thicker skin, and basically they just started calling me psycho.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be a money ploy. That's got to be the bottom of it, because we didn't care before, but now you can get lawyers involved. Oh, you said
I
that.
Told you.
It's all
our
about
society.
Money. It always
very
comes
litigious.
Down to that.
I'm going to use it again.
Litigious.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that. I'm like, hey, kids, learn how to be litigious.
Who's that? Your neighbor?
Like, what's that? Right. Like,
yeah, where she live?
And I'll be like, anybody know litigious? Yeah, that's that that bow-legged stripper.
Sunset.
With the hazel eye and the blue eye. You know, she really know how to give a good dance.
Bless her heart. Going back on that bucket list thing.
Right.
Oh, well, you want to be a tap dancer?
Can it be, what's your bucket list? Can it be something you want to really do?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, right?
Something that you've never done in your life.
Yes.
Okay.
That I've never done in my life.
Right.
I want to work for a Tyler Perry. I want to work with him.
Matter of fact, we're going to call him right now.
Yeah. Brand new studios. We're going to
Because you know all black people know black people. Hey, Tyler,
you come to the right place.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Tell another white girl to come up to the studio.
I love it, Debbie. In my mind, you're like, you come here on the show that's run by black people. You're like, oh, good. This is my chance. Can I tell you guys?
You
know
him?
Because we know. It's black. You know what?
You was halfway in when you said catfish.
You were already there.
I might be a little bit more in after doing my, you know, my research on what we get these DNA testing. So I'm a little more in.
You do look like you got a little black in
you.
Right. I was thinking a little Spanish.
You know what? I got the Spanish for many years, but because I did the DNA, there's no Spanish.
That's funny.
Yeah, so you like a light-skinned black person to hang out with my uncle, your
Rachel
cousin.
Dozell
and your mom and them cousin hung out with my Uncle James over there. Yeah,
and that just automatically made you family. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so let's get it for our Halloween special edition show. I found a frighteningly inappropriate Halloween costumes that should have never left the house. So I'm going to describe these things. And if y'all want to see these pictures, please just Google it. It's frighteningly inappropriate Halloween costumes. Y'all not going to believe this stuff. So the first one that comes up, it says the Nah Team. N-A-H, right? So below, the reason why is because there's a father, a mother, and a son. The little boy is dressed as the Hulk. Oh, he's cute. The mom is the strawberry. Cute. The dad, the white dad, decided to dress up as Mr. T and went in blackface. Okay? That's a problem. He is in complete blackface. Like, for real?
I don't think he's racist. I think he doesn't get it.
Right? Yeah, because it's not black. Like, he did do the skin tone that matched the little mohawk thing that Mr. T used to wear, but it's still bad. The next one, the caption is Republican AF. So you know what that means, Republican as fuck. It has the American flag. So it is someone dressed as Trump, and next to Trump, there's a young lady in a white tank top or whatever. It says Trump can grab my, and there's an arrow going down. Mm-mm. Can grab her. Mm-mm. Grab her pussy, y'all. This is this is crazy.
My ears.
And actually, I know. Right. So
what time is it?
I know it's close. I know we're running out of time.
No, I'm talking about
here we
the
go
hour.
Right. So this one, it says just breathtaking. The dude is dressed up as a human breathalyzer, but look where the breathalyzer is.
I think that's cute.
That's a fantasy fest costume.
You see
things like that at fantasy fest.
Debbie's like, okay, that one's good. And underneath it says, this one's hard to swallow.
Okay, yeah, that one's kind of, yeah.
This one is disgusting, though. Okay, so the guy has a black hood, you know, with the holes for the eyes and the mouth cut out. His black t-shirt says, dead women don't say no. And next to him is the woman who's with him, with a noose around her neck, pretending she's
whoa.
Dead. Right.
Oh no.
This is what people think is acceptable to
for Halloween.
For Halloween, dead and
like
dead
in general,
don't say no. So
that's
this
where your
is
mind
all
goes.
About,
they're just
yeah.
crying for attention.
Yeah,
you know?
This is crazy.
Oh my god.
Well, what we were talking about, dead. You know, before we came in here, we were talking. There's a fetish for everything.
Right. Oh, hell no. This one says bordering on offensive. Why is the dude border patrol on the back and it's with a baby like in a papoose like she's Mexican? What?
Wait, let me see that.
I'm telling you, look,
that's
border
crazy.
Patrol. And look, she's dressed up. They have like a, yeah, it's like a little papoose with a baby doll in it. Mm-mm. Like, come on. Like, what is wrong with people?
Child.
Wait till they start deporting idiots.
It's horrible, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And she's in handcuffs. I'm sorry. I missed the handcuffs. She's literally in handcuffs.
Mm-mm. Last two are just, no.
Just trifling.
Over the edge.
Yeah,
yes,
there's more. So if y'all want to see them, I'm not going to post them on our page. But
I saw one that was kind of funny. But
what?
I got it, but I don't know if everybody else got it. It was a man... the woman was a pumpkin, and the man the man had the pumpkin look like pumpkin pie around his mouth.
Yeah, and Peter on the front of his shirt, and it was orange.
Now I got it on another level. It says Peter, you know, the pumpkin eater. Yeah. But it also could be Bernie Mac's joke when they asked. They said, "Bernie, do black men
like pumpkin pie?"
No, they say that pumpkin pie tastes like.
Right.
And he said, "I don't know. I don't eat no pumpkin pie, but with the pumpkin pie around the dude's mouth,
it insinuates that."
Yeah,
but
okay.
I thought it was cute because that's what I got originally. The nursery rhyme, Peter, pumpkin eater.
Yeah,
so
that
it had like the orange all around his mouth.
And he really got down on that. He bit right through the crust.
Okay, so real quick, because we do have to wrap up. Social media, real quick, Kayla.
Instagram, SETORAH_K, and my Twitter is @_ she is dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Carl Rogers on Facebook. I am at IM.CarlRogers on Instagram, mm-hmm. and Mr. Carl Rogers on Twitter. And this Saturday, I'll be at the Camden Gardens at 6 o'clock with Chris Cream and them.
Hey, yeah, I might swing by there.
Yeah, come
I
on saw through.
That.
I got
that. And if you don't want to go to see him, come see me at Pizzeria Uno's back room.
There you go.
See you
I'll, be
with,
I'll be on the white show at Pizzeria Uno in the back room on Maple
white.
Shade.
It's all white. Dave Evans, y'all got all the old white dudes on
I'm
the
coming,
show.
I'm coming after this like, show. I'm coming to the pizza.
So wait, say it one more time. Pizzeria Uno,
Pizzeria
Maple
Uno, Maple Shade, back room.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock show. You can get tickets at the door right now still.
Perfect.
And you can see me and Debbie D.
When?
Where she plays twins. I kill them both.
Yeah.
And Gift Wrapped and Gutted coming to a VHS tape near you soon.
I love it.
So find Debbie, that
we're going to have you. You're going to scream for us and to end the show. But first, let me do the message of the week. Social media for Funny Bits. Y'all know Funny Bits Radio. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Like our page under Funny Bits Comedy. And also, you know, you can find me under Latice Comedy. That's LATICE Comedy on everything. And this Saturday, I'm actually going to be in Lambertville and New Hope. I'm doing a pub crawl comedy show, and we're starting in Lambertville, and we're going to work our way to New Hope. So that's going to be fun, like early afternoon, around 1 o'clock. Just check my page. It's on there. So let me give the message of the week, and then Debbie's going to close us out with her amazing scream for Halloween. So message of the week, break out of your comfort zones. Nothing extraordinary can be experienced within the depths of the ordinary. Yes, yes, yes. So the next show will be live November 14th. Thank you, T. And Debbie, take us out.
With the scream?
Yes.